There's an old saying that you've probably heard many times before, or heard it said about you, is that this person's making mountains out of a molehill. And it's usually because, being human like we are, oftentimes we get into a situation or we have something that is worrying us that, if we were to step back and really think about it, is not really a big deal, but in the moment, to us, it's the biggest of things, and it causes anxiety. It could be something as simple as, you know, I've got to get to the store before it closes to get this ice cream that I really want tonight, and I'm a little anxious. So, small thing. You don't need ice cream, but maybe you're just, I got a hankering for it. Or maybe it's you're like me last night watching the LSU baseball game in Omaha, and when Tennessee scored a two-run homer to get things closer, you start to get a little nervous. Small things in the grand scheme, but still a little bit of pitter-patter of the heart, a little bit of anxiety. What happens when those things are not so small, though? All of us, no matter what state in life we are, no matter how old or how young, have experienced anxiety or something that worries us or something that eats at our heart. It could be something as ordinary as just making sure our bank account has enough, like I have enough money to get by today. Something that most of us probably at some point in our life have dealt with. It could be family issues. Maybe you're having some disagreements or some conflict. Maybe some family really rubs you the wrong way, the way they talk about things, the way they try to get what they want. Maybe you just look out on the world and you feel overwhelmed. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by all the chaos in society. Maybe you are stuck in some sin. You're falling into lust over and over again. You're falling into greed. You're giving in to temptations, to gluttony, over and over again, and you want to stop in your heart of hearts, but it just feels like an insurmountable task, and it causes worry, causes anxiety. The question that oftentimes comes to us whenever those whom we love, especially, are the ones that cause us anxiety and fear and worry. Even when it's us ourselves, when I myself cause myself to feel that anxiety, the question is, what am I supposed to do with this? How do I get out of this? When everyone whom I love or trust, even my own self, feel like I can't turn to. Where do I go? How do I find rest from all this? As a parish this weekend, we're celebrating the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. This was a feast that fell this past Friday. It happens around this time every year. And as a parish, since we are named after our Lord's Most Sacred Heart, it was appropriate that we celebrate it together this entire weekend. As I was kind of going over some of the writings about the Sacred Heart, the different apparitions and visions of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, where she started to receive those visions of Jesus and started to promote this devotion, something struck me about what Jesus says to her. If you've heard, there are these 12 promises, apparently, that Jesus made to her. We actually have a little handout in the back, a little card you can take with you if you'd like to read through and pray with those 12 promises. And it is striking to me as I read those 12 promises, except for a couple of them, how similar they sound to what we hear today in the readings. Jesus told her, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. We can think to St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where God tells them, my grace is sufficient for you. I will be their secure refuge during life. The Psalms often speak of God as a rock, a place of refuge. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. I will bless them. Did we not hear in the gospel Jesus say, "Come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." The striking thing about these private revelations of the Sacred Heart is that they're not really that special. In fact, they're exactly what Jesus has said over and over again, and that should make us pay attention to them even more, because Jesus wants us to know something. Something that maybe we forget. Something that maybe as we go through life and struggle with temptation and with confusion and with just the burden of daily life, the worries, the anxieties, we forget that Jesus himself has revealed himself to us as the place where we can find rest, as the person who can give us rest, peace, security, mercy. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do with all this worry? Jesus says, "Come to me." Where am I supposed to go to find peace in the midst of a chaotic world? Jesus says, "Come to me." Where am I supposed to go to be free from these sins that shackle me? Jesus says, "Come to me." The image of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus that we venerate today is meant to remind us that we do not have to go this life alone. Jesus presents himself to you and I as the place of rest, of peace, a place where we can go when we are overburdened, overlabored, overladen, all the many different negative adjectives we want to use with life's worries and anxieties. He is there to be for us refreshment, joy, coolness, all the ways in which he shows us, you don't have to worry when you're with me. I am with you. I will lift you up. I will not make things good, but I will give you a reason to keep going. I will give you a hope to keep moving. Jesus promises us over and over again, he wants to be our rest, our safe place. Where we don't, none of that other stuff has to enter in. Where he will be for us our strength. As a parish today, we celebrate the Sacred Heart and we commit ourselves to him because he is the only place that can truly bring peace into our lives. He is the only person who can never disappoint us, because he is our God. We also today remind ourselves of our mission as a people consecrated to his heart, as a people dedicated to him. We are meant to show people you do not have to go through life empty and burdened and distressed forever. I know where you can find your peace. I know where you can find your rest. I know where you can find joy, and it's with Jesus' Sacred Heart. Today is meant to be a day of reminder. Jesus presents himself to us again. I want to be your rest. I want to bring you peace, release from your anxieties. As a community of faith, today is a day to commit ourselves again to loving our Lord, to resting upon his Sacred Heart, as John, the beloved disciple, did at the Last Supper. To be committed to him so that he can bring peace into our hearts. And for us too, as disciples of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, to show those outside who are struggling, who feel empty, who feel like they can find no rest in life. Say, I know where you can go. Rest in Jesus' sacred heart. Listen to him say to you, come to me, all you who weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you.